Welcome to Reigniting You, the show that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making successful mid to late career transitions with a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment for the next phase of your career and life, regardless of your age. Now, here's your host, Lisa Downs.
Welcome to Reigniting You, where we talk all things career transition for those age 40 plus. I'm Lisa Downs, Seattle-based career and retirement transition coach. Glad to be here with you today, and our producer, Eric. Hey, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good,
new day in America.
That's right. So, new day, inauguration
feeling
today.
Hopeful.
And we've got another great guest with us today, too. My guest today is Ramona Oliver, an author and advocate of positive aging, and I'll introduce Ramona right after this first break.
I'm Charlie McGee with FranNet. Historically, economic disruptions drive entrepreneurship, and Americans are opening new businesses at the fastest rate in a decade. If your corporate career path has taken a wrong turn and you've always dreamed of being your own boss in a successful business, I can probably help you. Text me at 360-489-2153. I've been involved with franchising for the last 30 years and have been matching clients with the right franchise fit since 2013. There's no fee to you for my services. I'm here to listen and help you find what you need. Text or call 360-489-2153. 360-489-2153 and visit FranNet.com to learn more.
Are you feeling challenged or frustrated without a plan for what's next in your career and life? Are you seeing writings on the wall for needing to make a mid to late career change and don't know how or what to do? Coach Lisa Downs of New Aspect Coaching can guide you to what's next, providing a fresh perspective and supporting you to create a clear and compelling vision for your future and a plan to move forward. Call Lisa at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching. Fresh perspectives for your career.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that focuses on all aspects of making mid to late career transitions. Many thanks to our sponsor, FranNet, your franchise experts. I'm happy to introduce today's guest, Ramona Oliver, author of the book Inclined Elders, How to Rebrand Aging for Self and Society. Ramona has long been a passionate educator with former roles as a human resource manager and director, career coach, and director of outreach. As president of the Austin Human Resource Management Association, she championed the professional development of employees and led a team that developed an award-winning leadership program. She also launched a program to implement workforce readiness initiatives. At St. Edward's University, she promoted the adult programs to older adults in Austin, and today she continues that role in another capacity and serves as an advocate of positive aging. Rather than accepting a mindset of decline, Ramona is passionate about living life with an attitude of incline. Hi, Ramona. Welcome to the show. So glad that you're here.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, absolutely. We're very happy to have you here today. And the starting place with guests where I always like to begin the interview is to learn more about you in terms of your career path. So what has been your path that's led you to your current work from where you started to where you are now?
Well, it's interesting. When I look back on my career path, I can honestly say that it's been a journey of continuous incline for me. During my career, I reinvented myself several times by exploring new opportunities while always seeking challenge and advancement. Early on, I realized I wanted to apply my inherent desire for continuous personal and professional growth or incline in service to others. And thus, my passion for helping people with their growth became a common thread throughout my life. As you mentioned earlier, as a career coach, human resource manager, then director, and director of outreach for a university. I returned to school actually in my 50s and earned my undergraduate degree. And I enjoyed that journey so much that I stayed on and earned my master's. My curious and adventurous nature continued into my 60s, and my passion for continuous incline persists. At the age of 70, I took on the challenge of writing a book on positive aging. It's now my intention to continue to climb the hill and incline as I proceed into my 80s, 90s, and beyond, while still exploring as many new adventures as possible. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of people to provide them with the tools and support they needed to continue to develop and grow. The gift I've received has always been the glimmer of hope in their eyes as they realized they could overcome their limiting beliefs and self-doubt and attain their chosen goals.
Excellent. And I love that part about just continuing to be on the incline into your 80s, 90s, and beyond. And I'm also curious. Oh, yeah. And I'm also curious about a lesson or two that you've learned along the way that stands out to you.
Yes. One of the things that's really important to me is lifelong learning. I've always been a believer that to continue your education throughout your lifetime. Again, this has been derived from my curious nature from childhood through my teen years into adulthood and now in elderhood. So it's not surprising that I am a strong advocate for lifelong learning. It's interesting, the old model of living your life that you learn, you earn, and you retire just doesn't work anymore. And there's now a need for continuous education. In fact, many universities have started developing curriculum in line with what they're calling long life learning. The reason is that due to medical and scientific advances, we're now living longer lives. People are living 20 to 30 years longer and continuing to work beyond the former 65 and retire model, working into their 70s and 80s. And in fact, it's projected that as early as 2030, the percentage of Americans 65 and older could exceed the percentage that's younger than 15. I find that amazing. Yeah. Obviously, you can gather that this is an important topic for me and one that I want to continue exploring. Yeah. I also am a firm believer of getting involved, and by that I mean participating in your community. You'll reap the benefits of increased social connections and rewarding good work. Volunteering is an excellent example, specifically a professional organization, especially if you're in career transition. It's an excellent opportunity to meet new connections and perhaps in a newly chosen field. When I initially volunteered for the Austin Human Resource Management Association, little did I know that it would lead me to board positions, eventually serving as president, and the creation of some amazing personal and community relationships along the way. Another opportunity to get involved is a mentoring program, either looking for mentors for yourself or serving as a mentor. I served as a mentor to many individuals over the years, extremely rewarding, and many of my former mentees have become lifelong friends. I also feel that I was very touched by a quote of Maya Angelou's many years ago, which I'm sure you're familiar with. People will forget what you said, what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. This is a philosophy that I still hold dear today. And what a tribute to know that you can have a lasting impact on people by helping them feel positive about themselves.
Excellent. Yeah. And in addition to the items that you mentioned in terms of the learning piece and volunteering and mentoring, what else has been particularly helpful that got you through your own times of change and transition?
That's an interesting question because it immediately made me think of a section that I included in the Incline to Elders, which came to me very quickly when I was thinking about challenges that I may have had in my life or other people may experience. I've always been extremely curious as to why people didn't have the courage to pursue their dreams after a certain age. And I determined that three of the primary conditions that promote a negative concept about aging are what I called the calamitous seas. They include complacency, conventionality, and compliance, where complacency is when people settle for what represents an underlying fear of change. Conventionality is common to those whose sense of safety is bound up with an adherence to known customs, rules, and procedures. And compliance may involve buying into the media and society's propaganda about aging and suggests a conscious yielding to the wishes of others. So flipping that over, how does someone begin to pivot and shift their mindset if they're stuck in their old ways of thinking? To not be sucked in by the negative talk on aging, I recommend replacing them with three positive constructive C's, especially if you're serious about living a life of continuous incline. These three C's are change, curiosity, and courage. Embracing change and looking at life with a keen sense of curiosity will lead to living with increased courage, a courage to live life to its fullest. So rather than focus on fear, focus on taking action. Make a commitment to something that inspires you. Stop talking about aging as if it's synonymous with a mindset of decline.
Yeah.
Choose to embrace an attitude of incline. A couple of quick stories that I think you'll enjoy as examples. At 50, Lee shifted her career as a secretary to becoming an international motivational speaker. How did she make the change? By turning her thinking upside down. On retiring, Galen turned a childhood curiosity into a new career as a magician. And Kathy learned to laugh fear in the face and took a stand-up comedy class to overcome her fear of standing in front of a group of people. By pushing through her fears, Kathy mustered the courage to live the life she chooses.
That's excellent. And such great stories, too. And I think that's such a critical point about, the fear that folks have and that being such a huge part of what can hold them back. So having that courage to work through that and come out the other side and all of those examples, those stories that you shared, you know, to me are just fabulous ways to be able to really create your future, you know, to really make it what you want and to live that vision that you have for yourself and not letting that fear, whether it's fear of change or, you know, whatever it is, fear of death, fear of, you know, whatever, you know, you name it, just to not let us hold ourselves back in that way, really important. So thanks so much, Ramona, for sharing those stories and examples and about your career story. And it's already time for our next break. When we come back, Ramona and I will talk more about the importance of mindset when it comes to positive aging and much, much more. Hi, I'm Lisa Downs, Career and Retirement Transition Coach and host of Reigniting You on KKNW. I guide age 40-plus professionals to gain clarity, a renewed sense of purpose, and a career transition plan within 90 days so you can lead a fulfilling life regardless of your age. No longer does change have to mean riding off into the proverbial sunset. Let's talk about what your next phase of life can look like. Visit yournewaspect.com or call me at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching, fresh perspectives for your career.
I'm Nathan Mumm, and I'm the host of Tech Time Radio. Tech Time Radio is officially on KKNW from Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. You can listen to our show live. We are excited to also then rebroadcast our episodes on Thursday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. The hosts cover top tech stories with a funny spin.
That's good. So,
Hooked on Phonics worked for you, didn't it?
It did, just a little bit.
Grab your weekly technology without having to geek out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We talk technology for the everyday common person.
What's your story? Have you ever sat with that question and looked to your heart for the answer? It's time to explore the real you. Tune in Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the brand new show, Story You, with Coach Debbie. Debbie and her guests have a mission to inspire and coach you to find your voice. If you need direction, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. If you want to be an author, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. Tune in Thursdays at 4 p.m. and be inspired. Have a career transition related question or want to share your best or worst job story? Call 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496. Just leave a voicemail and we'll answer your question or share your story on a future show. Stay tuned for more Reigniting You with Lisa Downs.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that discusses timely issues and topics about career transitions for Gen Xers and boomers. I'm your host, Lisa Downs. We're here with Ramona Oliver, author of the book Inclined Elders, How to Rebrand Aging for Self and Society. Ramona, let's go ahead and pick back up with our conversation. So your book is titled Inclined Elders, and you define that term as those who embrace a positive mindset of aging as opposed to one of decline or being over the hill. And how did you arrive at this definition?
Well, it's interesting. A few years ago in my mid-60s, I became increasingly aware that while I and my circle of friends were continuing to live meaningful and purposeful lives, so many other older adults had bought into society's negative connotation about aging. As you say, it is all about decline and over the hill. And frankly, I became so incensed with the constant batter about aging being all about decline, I decided to look at the opposite side of it, which is incline, thus inclined elders. And I started doing a lot of research during my dive into researching the science of aging, which included positive psychology, anthropology, and sociology. I found that I was so engrossed in the topic that I decided to write a book and add my voice and perspective to the conversation. So I set out and interviewed 50 men and women ranging in age from 40 to 100 and asked them how they felt about society's negative connotation, what challenges they were experiencing, and any tips, techniques, or strategies that they used to overcome these challenges. So that really served as the framework for the book, and I wove scientific evidence into their stories to show the science behind it. I think you'll enjoy a couple of quick tidbits, which are from the book, that people sharing their stories. At 94, Herb, who I call the eternal incliner, moved with his wife into an independent living community. And on entering the dining room their first night, Herb looked around the room and declared to his wife, "Oh my God, there's nothing but old people in here." And I was invited to his 100th birthday party last year, and he gave me a wink and shared that he's still having a life of incline, which I just loved. Galen the magician started shared his magic illusion philosophy of life. He doesn't view it as a time of decline. His philosophy is carpe vitam, or seize life, rather than simply carpe diem, or seize the day. At 70, his second career is as a magician, and he's having a ball. The amazing Miss Lee shares her recipe for living to 96 and beyond. Highlights include having a positive attitude, and keeping the inner child alive. And she's already set up invites for her 100th birthday party, so she plans to reach it.
Very fun. What fun examples and stories, and just wonderful illustrations of having this mindset of being an inclined elder and not letting those old stereotypes and old aging tropes really influence what you do and how you live your life. And speaking of that, you know, one of the chapters in your book is about the power of play. What's important about play when it comes to life and our elderhood, and what inspired you to include this piece in your book?
For decades, I've adhered to the notion that, as my Pilates teacher asserts, movement is medicine. It's long been promoted that movement of any type is an important part of maintaining optimum health as we age. Scientific research supports this. And I've actually created my own personal little movement toolkit for wellness that I call it. And over the years, I've added activities such as cycling and yoga and Tai Chi. I've recently added Nia, which is a dance form. And I became fascinated with the concept of play when my Nia teacher introduced me to Stuart Brown's book, which is called Play, How It Shapes the Brain, Opens the Imagination, and Invigorates the Soul. He and other researchers know that play is a profound biological process within humans, and it lies at the core of creativity and innovation. He also contends that play is a state of mind rather than an activity. He also emphasizes and maintains that when we stop playing, we stop developing. And when that happens, the laws of entropy take over. Things fall apart, literally. So when we stop playing, we start dying. Some of the benefits of play, and there are many, but some include relieving stress, improving brain function, stimulating the mind and boosting creativity, improving relationships and your connections to others. Interestingly, neuroscientists have identified the best exercise for slowing down the aging process, and it's fun. Guess what it is? Dancing.
Ah.
According to a recent study, it slows down and even prevents the decline in the brain's ability to process mental and physical activities, which I found fascinating. So I extend an invitation to you to seek out your inner child and reclaim that sense of wonder, awe, and joy that is within all of us. Start to move, engage in play. Your mind and body will love you for it. I recently came across a George Bernard Shaw quote, which he said, "We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing."
So true. So true. Yeah, well, that's good to know about dancing. I grew up dancing. My mom was a dancer and dance teacher, and so that's good to know. But I do need to pick it back up. It's been a long time since I've been dancing. But that's such great advice and excellent examples. And yeah, you're right. You know, so important to get our bodies moving, and just the contribution of that to our overall health is so critical. I'm also curious about, in your chapter titled Venerate, Not Denigrate, you talk about Western society's culture and transition. What are a few key points about this that tie to the concept of inclining versus declining?
Well, in so many other cultures and societies, they continue to venerate their elders, despite cultural challenges. But we live in a society that generally denigrates elders and looks negatively upon the entire concept of aging. We're youth-centric oriented. We're constantly bombarded with ads promoting youth and anti-aging, and you hear on late night talk show hosts denigrating elders and aging. And it's interesting, according to a recent AARP Disrupt Aging survey, 38% of the people voiced a negative outlook on aging. Mm-hmm. And the main reason that they had a perception that society is driven by youth, and as people age, they are believed to contribute less and less to their communities, their country, and even the world. Another survey of young adults conducted in the UK indicated they believe, and I found all of this hilarious, there isn't any way to escape dementia as you age. Mm-hmm. It's normal to be unhappy and depressed when you are old, and older people can never be thought of as attractive. So while these pessimistic attitudes exist, there's an opportunity to influence how people feel about aging. So we need to create a shift in attitude and mindset from the traditional decline to a more positive incline concept. A few ways that you can help to contribute to this is to change your mindset. Choose and embrace a positive attitude towards aging. Let go of outdated stereotypes about older adults. Be proud of your age and share it. My friend Lee, who's currently 96, taught me to precede my age with J-U-S-T. So for me, I'm currently just 71. And keep the inner child alive. Also demonstrate that you're still living your life with meaning and purpose, thus serving as a positive role model for younger generations.
That's great. Yeah, and you know, when you do think about it, it is amazing the media messages that we get bombarded with daily, and other messages that we see, and just interacting with folks. And whether it's the jokes, the product pushes, anything that we're bombarded with, it's amazing. You know, I'd be curious to know how many of those types of messages come into our brains every year. It's probably an incredibly huge number, I would venture to guess. And on last week's show, I mentioned about the U-curve of happiness, talked about that a little bit in relation to us hitting our middle sense. And that was an answer to a listener question who had a question about midlife crises. And you also speak to this model in your book. How does it apply to being an incline elder?
Well, it's interesting that I did a lot of research on this when I was writing the book, because I found it fascinating that there's always been this concept of midlife life crisis. And I pictured in my mind the Seven-Year Itch movie, which, if you remember, was Marilyn Monroe standing on top of the air vent and her skirt blowing up, and this fellow being so desirous of this woman. So I started researching, and I found that the term midlife crisis is not really a scientific concept at all. It was coined by a psychoanalyst in the 1950s, and it just caught on and was accepted from that point. But we do know that midlife, we do have sort of a taking stock of where we are, where we want to be. So it does make sense in a way. And as you probably shared with your viewers or listeners last week, that the U-curve of happiness really is a scientific concept, mm-hmm. which has been proven, where you start out in life, younger years being reasonably happy, and then you hit this midlife peak and there's a slump, and that it increases again. There's also further scientific evidence. You mentioned middle essence. Dr. Barbara Waxman has done a lot of positive research in this regard, and she really feels that as adults identify as middle essence and midlife, they're embracing the realization and certainty that they can continue to live a life of incline. Dr. Laura Carstensen of Stanford University has also done research which supports this. She calls her phenomenon the positivity effect. So how can we make sure this stays the case? By eliminating the limited stereotype of the negative stereotyping of aging, and that is ageism. So by living a life of continuous incline, we can serve as role models to younger generations, thereby demonstrating that aging is not the dismal prospect it's been hyped up to be.
Excellent.
It can be a positive experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for that. And last question is, so how can people find you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is Ramona VM Oliver, RamonaVMOliver.com. They can also find my book, Inclined Elders, through my website on Amazon and all other major booksellers. I can also be reached by email at Ramona@RamonaVMOliver.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here, Ramona, and sharing your wisdom. I really appreciate your time today on the show.
Thanks again for having me on your show, Lisa. It's been a pleasure. Enjoyed
Absolutely.
Our conversation.
Great. And best wishes for a wonderful rest of your 2021 as well.
You too.
And it's time to wrap up today's show. So that means it's also time for my weekly reignition recommendation, your career transition tip of the week. This week, my recommendation is to consider using the rule of three to make progress toward your goals. So who are three people you can reach out to for an informational conversation about their career or situation? What are three roles or paths you're interested in, and what can you do to learn more about them? What are three words or phrases that describe you and how you can use them in a variety of contexts? Our brains love the number three, and by following this pattern, you may find out that you get a lot more done by taking these manageable bites. Well, thanks, Eric, for your support today, as always. So what resonated with you the most from Ramona's interview today?
Well, I definitely like the message because, like most people, I'm getting older.
Yes.
So lots
as
to learn there for
are.
Sure.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Wonderful message. And a big thank you again to Ramona for her time with us today. Well, join us next Wednesday at 3 o'clock when it's time for our Best Job, Worst Job, First Job episode. But I'll share listener stories and provide a bit of career-related news and advice. And as a reminder, you can share your story by email at reignitingyou@gmail.com or just leave me a voicemail at 360-436-6496 to share it over audio. That's 360-436-6496 to share your story. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week on Reigniting You.